November 26, 2001. This is an interview with Aiko Takeshita by Youngin Kim. We are currently at our residence in Anaheim, California. Aiko, can we start off with you telling me a little bit about your family background, please?
Well, let's see. My father was born in Wakayama, Japan. My mother was born in Hiroshima, Japan. They came to America. Well, my father came first. He came when he was about 19, I think. And then sent for my mother. I don't know how they met. They never talked about their private life. But anyway, they ended up in Los Angeles. And my brother, my older brother, Dale, and I, we were born in Los Angeles. Soon after that, my father, who is from Wakayama, was a fisherman, you know, in his younger days. I mean, that's all what they knew what to do, so how to make a living. So they ended up in Terminal Island. And so the family relocated. They lived in a cannery-owned home, or a series of barracks that they had on Terminal Island. And my four sisters and brothers were all born on Terminal Island. So there was one other sister and two brothers, I guess. Yeah, one other sister and two brothers. Wait a minute. Confused. There were three girls and three boys. So two sisters. I don't know why I didn't think of my other sister. Two brothers and two sisters were born in Terminal Island. So we grew up there, and until the outbreak of the war, so we were there.
Do you remember what your father did when your family first came to Los Angeles?
I think they lived in a hotel, what they call a boarding house in Los Angeles. I think they were there for a while.
So what year were you born?
I was born in 1924.
You were born in Los Angeles.
1924. In Los Angeles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are your earliest memories of Terminal Island?
It was just all Japanese there. I mean, there was no other, you know, people actually living there. There were a few living on Terminal. There was a little section called Terminal before you came into Terminal Island, and there were some Caucasian people living there. But as far as I knew, on Terminal Island, it was all Japanese, with the exception of a Russian family living close to our place. I remember them. And, you know, otherwise it was all Japanese. And it was just a Japanese little village there. The mothers all worked in the canneries, the fathers went fishing. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
So, did your father own a boat?
He owned it with two other men. Mm-hmm. And then there was a crew of 12 or 13 men on the boat. So they had to hire the rest of the people.
Do you know how often he went out?
Well, they left sometime in the middle of the night, and they stayed out for weeks. Especially when they went into the Mexican waters.
Right.
Otherwise, it was just maybe 3-4 days, and they would come, if they found fish that they could bring into the canneries, then they would come in. But if they couldn't, they would stay out until they caught a load. So we could never tell when he was coming. They did shortwave, you know, somebody, that they were coming in. The boat so-and-so is coming in with a catch. And so then the canneries would be alerted, and they would wait for the, you know, the boat to come in.
Right.
And then they would blow these big horns so that the ladies could get ready. Because sometimes it was in the middle of the night that they have to go to work to get the fishes. You know, they have to do it while it's fresh, to can them and do whatever they process. So, you know, they did have that shortwave radio to alert that they're coming in with a load of mackerel or sardine or tuna or whatever.
Right. Did your mom work in the cannery?
She didn't when we were all young, no. Uh-huh. It was after we were a little bit grown up that she would go and work too. But not when the kids were small. And she had six of us, remember?
Right. So when your father was away, mm-hmm. your mom was in charge of the household.
Right. Uh-huh. And all the others were like that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit more about your childhood? What language did you guys speak at home?
Japanese, which was bad because then when we went to public school, we had a hard time and the teachers would beg us to try and speak English, you know. Mm-hmm. But since Japanese was the overall language, we just grew up speaking it. And it was very comfortable for us to speak Japanese. So until we started junior high school, we were all speaking Japanese. And I didn't realize that it was must have been very, very strange for teachers at junior high to listen to us speaking to our friends in Japanese. You know? Here we were born here, and yet we spoke Japanese because it was just everybody living there and speaking Japanese. We spoke to our parents. Our parents never really learned to speak English. They understood it, I think, but it was very hard for them to speak it. And it was very comfortable because everybody was Japanese, but they spoke Japanese. Isn't that something?
Right. So for elementary school, where did you attend?
It was right on the island.
Right on the
island. It's called that East San Pedro Grammar School. And we just, right there. You see, we didn't have to leave the island. It was, everything was right there.
Were your classes in Japanese then?
Oh, no. No, that's why the teachers had a rough time with us. The teachers were all Caucasian. Mm-hmm. They came to the island mostly from San Pedro area, across the bay there. They all came from Wilmington area, San Pedro. I don't know how far else some of them have to come, but they were all Caucasians. We had no Japanese teachers there. Uh-huh.
Were the students at the school all Japanese?
All of them except that one family of Russians. They're the only ones I remember, but they just fitted in. We didn't think of them as, and they spoke Japanese too. That was amazing. Dave didn't talk about the Castro family.
I think he mentioned them.
He mentioned them?
Yeah.
Yes, because everybody were just, they just grew up with us. Played with us. One family of Russians.
Speaking of playing, what did you do for recreation growing up on the island?
We went to the schoolyard to play on the swings and the maple thing and the bars, you know. And in our days we didn't have the TV that we could watch or play with toys. We didn't own toys. I mean, nobody had toys in those days. We played tag and beanbags with beanbags, you know, throwing at each other. So I just remember going to the schoolyard to spend some time taking care of my sisters and brothers, dragging them with me and hating it.
Do you remember if the girls and the boys would play together?
When we were little, we did, but as we grew older, we kind of, you know, separated and were very conscious of the opposite sex, you know, and we didn't have too much to do with the boys then.
Right. So you said that you would have to take your siblings along. What other household responsibilities did you have?
Well, let's see. I know my sister was always sweeping the porch there. I remember always with a broom. We had to help wash the rice because our meals were mainly Japanese. So we had rice all the time. I remember washing it. I didn't have to cook it, but I did have to wash it and get it ready for the cooking pot. And, you know, we didn't have steamed rice. We had to cook it on top of the stove. We didn't have anything like that in those days.
Did you guys eat fish?
Fish a lot. Of course, we were there.
Right.
Fish a lot, yes.
Do you remember what your house looked like or what it was like?
Well, I said it was a cannery-owned barrack.
Right.
It was just, you know, frame, wood frame barracks lined up throughout the whole island there. It was just small living quarters. It was very comfortable. But it was small. We never thought of anything big because that's the way we grew up and we didn't know any better.
Right.
You know, with a two-bedroom and all of us together, eight of us, six children and my father and mother. But we did, I mean, we were comfortable. We never thought otherwise.
Right.
It was home.
Did you guys have a garden?
Not really. Those were very, the terminal was very small area, so it was just barracks lined up. Not really any gardens, so to speak.
Do you remember if there was some sort of a community garden on the island?
At the school, I think there were some things planted, but people had little yards. Smaller yards, but you know, with wooden fence,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they grew flowers, and maybe some people even grew vegetables. I don't remember. I don't remember vegetables. Mostly little plants and flowers.
What was your restroom like?
Restroom was, you know, we had the Japanese furo. They call them, you know, where you wash yourself outside and then you. In Japan, they do that. And then we soak. So we had a small toilet there and then a bathtub that we shared with our next-door neighbor. But then everybody's supposed to wash outside. By outside the tub.
Okay.
You know, and it was a deep bathtub.
Right.
And the ladies used to go out and put wood into the... It was a wood-burning heat.
Okay.
Isn't that something? But it was fun. Uh-huh. And we would all get in there just to rinse and soak and then get off.
Okay. Did you attend the Japanese language school?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was right on the island. We would just walk over there. And we went 4 days a week. After our regular public school was over, we would go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we spent about an hour at the Japanese language school, which we hated too. We were just forced to go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were amongst your friends, what language did you guys speak to one another?
Japanese.
Uh-huh. And yet you
For
didn't,
a long time.
You didn't like going
no,
to
we
Japan.
Didn't go. Because it was really study.
Right.
You know, learning to read and write, and mm-hmm. they hated that.
Did you guys, were you guys taught about Japanese culture?
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
types of things did they teach you?
Oh, they taught us all the cultures. I mean, in fact, the emperor's birthday, we had to celebrate that too with everybody in the school. We would go into kind of like a auditorium, and a small auditorium, and we would have to sit through that proceeding, you know, what they read, and honor the emperor. We had to do that, I remember, once a year. I think it was in April. His birthday must have fallen in April, but all the Japanese students had to meet all together in that Boy, when you think of these things, what we did, you wonder, you know.
What did you think of it at the time?
We thought it was a joke a lot of time. I mean, you know, we would laugh because people would stand up with their white gloves and they're reading, you know, how they read these documents
right.
honoring his. Yeah. we didn't understand a lot of things. We just
right.
did because we were told to.
Right.
You know?
What other traditions were you taught? Japanese traditions.
Japanese tradition? Well, let me see.
Do you remember what you guys did on New Year's?
Yes, that was a big thing, because for 3 days we celebrated New Year's on the island. The mothers would cook, you know, from way before, And remember, we didn't have refrigeration, and it was just an ice box in those days. You know, it was just everything was kept on ice. No refrigeration. No, nobody had refrigerators in those days. It was that long ago. But they would cook for days, and then for 2 days they don't have to cook. Everything else is, you know, that ready. And there was a big celebration for 3 days. All the, you know, feast. It was really a feast, once a year feast.
Would the women ever get dressed up in the kimonos?
I never saw my mother, but we did once a year on Girls' Day in March. We would all dress up in kimono. I'll show you a picture of what I had of the Terminal Island. So on March the 3rd, Girls' Day, all the girls dressed in their native kimono, and every year we celebrated Girls' Day, and it was a big celebration, just to get the kimonos out of mothballs every year and dress us in it.
Right.
It was really something. It was very pretty, very colorful that day.
Did you have the dolls, the traditional
yeah,
dolls?
Yeah, uh-huh. A lot of families had a set of dolls,
right.
And they would display them on red, you know, velvet things. Mm-hmm. And I think most families had those dolls.
Did your family have them?
We had some dolls.
Some dolls.
We didn't have those fancy things, but we had dolls, Japanese dolls,
right.
Dressed in kimonos.
Right.
And we would carry them.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember where you got your kimono from?
From Japan.
From Japan.
Yes, from Japan. My mother's had to send for it. Uh-huh. So all the girls, every daughter that lived on Terminal Island had a kimono.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one of the things that you grew up with.
Right. Did you enjoy wearing it?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was different.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Special day.
Special day. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what Boys' Day was like?
Boys' Day, all the family with boys were proudly put, have you seen those fishes? Koi, they call them.
Right.
They would hang up on those tall, real tall poles.
Mm-hmm.
And according to how many boys in the family, we had 3, so we had to put 3 fishes,
right.
Colorful fishes, carps. I think they were carps. Yeah. And the whole terminal was just full of those tall posts, waving in the wind. Uh-huh.
Let's talk about maybe your junior high years. Where did you go to junior high?
We had to go across the bay on a ferry to San Pedro. So I went to San Pedro Richard Henry Dana Junior High School.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a 3-year school. We called them junior high. Now they would call intermediate school, but we called them junior high in those days.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to go across the ferry every day for 3 years and attend the school there.
Did you guys pay money to go across the ferry?
Yes, the ferry, they took a fare, and then from there, we walked. But it was a long walk, but some people took the buses and went.
Right.
But it was only, a nickel in those days?
Uh-huh.
A nickel ride.
Uh-huh.
But we walked.
We
couldn't afford to pay that, the bus fare.
Right. Do you remember what your first day over there was like?
I don't remember first day. That's something I should remember, huh? I mean, it was frightening, I know.
Right. How did you feel going, you know, from your community
yes,
on Terminal Island to a school?
I think we were all together, so we felt a little bit brave that way, but it was very intimidating, and we didn't speak English, like, you know, like I told you, we were just always speaking Japanese there.
Right.
So then we were thrown into this, you know, classes. We weren't with all our friends. We were just thrown into these classes, and we had to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried. English was very hard for us. Just speaking all English, you know, was hard for us. We never thought that way. Uh-huh. We're always thinking Japanese.
Do you remember how the other, maybe the non-Japanese students reacted to you guys?
Oh, you know, in those days, they didn't have too much of this prejudice. And San Pedro High School, fortunately, had a lot of Italians, Slavonians. We didn't have any blacks, maybe a couple of families of blacks there, in the whole student body. But it was mostly Slavonians, Italians in San Pedro. So they themselves were not, you know, the pure, you know what I mean, the whites
right.
there. So, and a lot of them were fishing, and the women worked in the canneries. So, you know, that way it wasn't bad.
Right.
You know, it wasn't quite as bad. Because when you look through our annuals that I have of San Pedro High School, there's a lot of Martisich, Antonovich,
mm-hmm.
The names are all ICH or Trainee, those are all Italian names, a lot of those names. But in those days we didn't think of them as Italians or this or that. We just thought they were just, you know, outsiders and equal. Yeah.
Did you have non-Japanese friends?
Yes, we had a few. Not too many, though, because it was kind of hard for us to, you know,
right.
speak that language.
Would you ever talk to them about Terminal Island?
Not really. No. They knew we came from Terminal Island. That was a fishing village. I'm sure they all knew that. But we never talked about, you know.
Right.
But they just assumed we were from Terminal Island.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy school?
I enjoyed it, but some subjects were very difficult for me, like chemistry, I don't know why, algebra, those things were very hard for me, you know. But English was even hard, you know, because you have to learn all the propositions and all the sentencing and writing and, you know, things like that. And getting up in front of the class was the hardest thing for me, very hard, because you know, my tongue wasn't used to this.
Were you shy as a child?
I was very shy. Very shy.
Were you involved in any clubs or organizations at school?
Not really.
Not really.
And we didn't have time to stay behind because we had to catch that. We had to walk and then catch the ferry to get home. So I wasn't. A few were, but I wasn't.
So what did you do after school then?
Then we had to go to Japanese school sometime, you know, not all the time. But then we had to go home and we had to help our parents. Remember, I had four younger sisters and brothers.
Right.
I didn't have too much of that freedom like people have, you know.
Right.
And study. We had to study. My mother was very, very into that. We studied 1 hour a day and we would sit around this round dining room table. All six of us, and she would make sure we were studying because we had different kind of books underneath our real books, but anyway, funny books and everything, my mother made us study every night, every night.
Do you remember what type of funny books you guys would read?
It was, I think it was, oh, I bet it's cold, huh? It was Dick Tracy books and, you know, I don't know whether you remember Dick Tracy, but anyway.
Yeah.
Or my brothers were into it a lot. Mm-hmm. Not me too much, but anyway.
Did you read any Japanese books?
Not really.
Not even the comic books?
Didn't have comics.
They
I don't remember.
Comics.
I don't remember comic books, Japanese books. I don't remember. We had our studies to do. I didn't think of anything else,
mm-hmm.
you know? That in itself was a Japanese school, and then we had to study for English.
So what would happen? Your mom expected you to do well in school, right? What if you didn't do well?
Well, I don't know. I think we really studied, so we got by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we weren't excellent students, but we got by because she made us study.
So who was the disciplinarian?
My mother, naturally, because my dad was out most of the time, he would come in and I would remember he was asleep, and then out he goes again, you know, out fishing. They would go in the middle of the night sometimes. It just depended on when there's a lot of fish, then they would just sleep, you know, so many hours, and off they go. And sometimes he would be home for a while, because there were times when fishing was not good. They knew that, you know, there's people that study the tides and the moon and everything. Isn't that something? It depends on the moon, too. Full moon, I don't think they went out.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Do you remember, were you involved with any of the churches on the island at this time?
We went to the Baptist. That was the only Christian church there, a Baptist church. And we went. My parents sent us to church.
Did your parents go also?
No, they never went. Their religion was Buddhist from Japan.
Okay.
But at the time, I don't remember them having a Buddhist church. Later on, they built a Buddhist church. But I don't think they ever went. But they said they were Buddhists, but I never saw them going to church. But we went to Sunday school. Uh-huh.
Do you know why your parents decided to send you and your siblings to a Christian church?
Well, I remember my father saying that any church was good, that we should go attend the church, and since that was the only church, we went, you know, and then we joined the, as we got older, we joined the, what do you call that, girls, whatever you call those things, girls, group.
Yeah.
You know, and then the boys had one, I think Yutaka, David, we called him Yutaka in those days.
Right.
But he was active in his group,
mm-hmm.
Very active.
Do you know what type of things you did with the group?
Well, it was fun because our leader had us bake sometimes, you know, after a religious little meeting, then we would go and do some baking, learn how to bake, or I don't know whether we crocheted or knitted, but anyway, there were some activities that we did, and sometimes we would go on outings, you know, so, because that was the only outing we would have. Very few people owned cars in those days. We didn't have cars on that island. We would just walk from one place to the other, but you know, we didn't have anything great in there on the island.
Where would you guys go for your outing?
We went to see different things out of the area, you know, traveling to, I think we went through that, what is that garden, beautiful garden in L.A. County, someplace.
Huntington
Garden? Was it the Huntington? You know, it could have been. I don't quite remember, but we went, I remember going on a snow hike, you know, up to the Mount
right.
Baldy, I think it was Mount Baldy. Little things like that we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was it like going, you know, going out and exploring?
Oh my goodness, it was a big thing for us. Because we who grew up in Turtle Island, we didn't go off the island too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we didn't own cars in those days.
Right.
So unless somebody would take us on a car or bus,
mm-hmm.
why, we just never, there was a red car running from San Pedro, and it came into Long Beach, and that was a big thing for us. It was a big outing for us to get on that red car.
So you'd like go into Long Beach?
To come into Long Beach to do our shopping once in a while. Wow, what a, and then, do you know Long Beach?
Yeah.
It went into American, they called it American Avenue in those days, but that's Long Beach Boulevard, which is known now. Because now I lived in Long Beach for a while, so I know. But that was American Avenue, and the red car went from San Pedro all the way to Long Beach and ended up in American Avenue.
Okay.
And I remember there was a big Sears store, and to us it was big. It wasn't big in those days, so we thought it was a huge store.
Right.
But most of our shopping was done in San Pedro.
Oh, okay.
We would have to cross the bay there, go on the ferry, and walk some distance to get to the shopping area. But small, small businesses, you know, lined up, and we would do most of our...
What was your impression of Long Beach at that time?
Oh, I thought it was a big city, great big city. Yeah, we thought it was really nice, exciting to be in Long Beach.
Right. Did you guys ever go up to L.A.?
I don't remember going into L.A. too much.